Louis Valdez from Gun Owners of America joining us right now. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning, and it has been a long couple of nights, sleepless nights, but in the end, we triumph. Our no-compromise attitude worked, and we got it done.
Well, now, hang on, whether people know it or not, part of the BBB, that I call it, the 3B, the Trip B, the big, beautiful bill, yes, it narrowly passed the House, 215 to 214, and within that bill were some very important Second Amendment issues tied in. Tell everybody kind of how this went down.
Well, real simple. We have been fighting tooth and nail to get suppressors taken off the National Firearms Act. They're a hearing safety device. It shouldn't be a crime for you to have a muffler on your firearm to save your hearing and be, you know, a courteous shooter at the range and not blow out someone else's eardrums either. Well, it was part of the big, beautiful bill. And in the Ways and Means Committee, you had a couple of Republican rhinos gut the bill and remove the Hearing Protection Act from it.
What? Not good.
Through GOA's hard work and no-compromise attitude and grassroots activism, we rallied our members across the country. We put pressure on Republican lawmakers, and we had it added back to the big, beautiful bill in the Rules Committee. And guess what? It passed the House. It's now going on to the Senate. For the first time in close to a century, we are on the precipice of removing gun control that has been in existence since Franklin Roosevelt.
Wow. So as it stands, if it gets through Senate, which the Senate, they're going to put their paws all over it, but hopefully this will remain intact. But so you're talking about the ability to purchase a suppressor and not have to pay the fee, but you still have to jump through all the hoops, or did that change?
No, that changed.
Wow.
The Hearing Protection Act fully deregulates suppressors and treats it like any other firearm purchase.
So I can buy a whole bunch of them? I can own a whole bunch of them?
You can own a whole bunch of them. You don't have to pay a $200 tax stamp. You don't have to get fingerprinted. You don't have to register with the federal government. All you have to do is go to your gun shop, and you can purchase it. If this passes the Senate, which we're fighting tooth and nail to make sure it does, because now it's part of the bill, so hey, it's much harder to strip it than it is to add it. So we got that far. But if this is all said and done and it gets to the president's desk, purchasing a suppressor in Florida will be no different than purchasing a regular firearm. You go to the gun shop, you fill out the 4473, the background's done, you take it home.
Now, not to complicate it, but what if somebody wants to make one at home? That will still not be within the confines of the law?
It will be completely legal, just as it's legal to make a firearm at your own home. Remember, but there's nothing against the law of you manufacturing a firearm. There's nothing against the law right now of you manufacturing your own suppressor. You just have to fill out the Form 1, do the $200 transfer tax and the fingerprints and the registration, all that, and get approval from ATF.
So the headline is, suppressors will not be suppressed anymore.
Pretty much. I love it. And, you know, the most amazing thing about all this is, unlike Tallahassee, in Washington, D.C., we had key lawmakers who were willing to step up, work hand-in-hand with GOA, and call out the anti-gun rhinos. Representatives like Clyde and Chip Roy from Georgia and Texas, they fought with us tooth and nail to make sure that this happened. But in Tallahassee, that's not the case. You don't have Republican lawmakers openly calling out the anti-gun rhinos. And, you know, your interview with Byron Donalds just said it best. He voted against the Parkland gun control bill because he was not going to go with the Republican establishment in Tallahassee to trample our Second Amendment rights. And we have lawmakers in D.C. that are on the same page. They're not going to go with the establishment. They fought against the establishment, and this is what victory looks like. This is what a no-compromise attitude looks like. So Florida's Republican state lawmakers, they need to get on board. Actions speak louder than words. D.C. just put Tallahassee to shame.
Yeah, it's some of the key people that are on these particular committees where that, you know, they can just kill it before it goes anywhere. And that seems to be what they've been doing. Byron Donalds maybe is hope for some change there. I don't think he can do it single-handedly. People really need to pay attention of upcoming elections, correct?
Correct. And again, GOA wants to give a good shout out to Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Representative Chip Roy of Texas, of course, for their hard work and efforts. And most importantly, you know, we also want to give a shout out to our members across the country and in the state of Florida that didn't let off. They kept the pressure up and they made this happen. This is what grassroots activism is all about.
Yeah, you got to be the squeaky wheel every day, all day, because they're the powers that be that are constantly working against us and our Second Amendment rights. That's for sure. And we appreciate what you do every day, Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. And thanks for keeping us up to date with the outcome here. And hopefully it'll survive the Senate intact, and that'll be a great victory.
Well, you know, we're not going to compromise, and we're going to make sure it survives the Senate. And again, thanks for what you guys do, for being a shining beacon of liberty on the airwaves. And thanks for pressing the issues, because, look, the fact that you guys got Byron Donalds on record, that in and of itself is a win. And that's, you know, that's why we're always proud to have good, like-minded allies like you in this fight, because our national motto says it best, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. So thank you for that, too.
Oh, all right. We will talk to you again soon, and hopefully it'll be more good news for our Second Amendment. Thanks, sir.
Thanks.